You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Friday, August 5th, 2005. Let me start out by apologizing so much for not having a show yesterday on Thursday. I have been swamped for the last 24 hours. Started out with the boyfriend and I going to see Rufus Wainwright and Ben Folds 5 last night at the Wolf Trap Center for the Performing Arts. And then we didn't get home until almost midnight. And then all day today we went to visit wineries out in Leesburg, Virginia. So I haven't had any time. And then the printer that I ordered on Monday arrived today. So for the last couple hours I've been installing that printer. So I just haven't had time. And actually, I'm recording this late Thursday night and planning on posting it, hopefully, right after midnight, so it'll be Friday. In any case, today's show is all about the concert that the boyfriend and I went to last night at Wolf Trap. We took a nice picnic dinner and two bottles of wine, and I know I said I wasn't going to take the Eye River, but I did take the Eye River. And what we did was, periodically throughout the concert, I turned it on and we just, you know, recorded several times about commenting on the show and what we saw in the crowd and things like that. And right near the end, when the concert was over, we knew it was going to take forever to get out of there, so we just stayed on the lawn and waited for people to go away. One of the girls who was sitting right near us came over and joined us, and I don't even think she realized that I was recording. So, and I really haven't listened to the audio yet, but I'm going to insert it here after the, you know, after I talk about this, and hopefully I got her voice in there. But I did listen to it, like the first section, and I know that we got some good sounds. Now, I didn't take the Eye River to, you know, illegally copy or, you know, record music and then, you know, use it for anything, but it was basically just to chat about the show and talk about, you know, what we were hearing, what we were doing, what we were seeing, stuff like that. And it was interesting because when the boyfriend got here yesterday, I was watching or listening to Madge Weinstein, and she was interviewing P.W. Fenton, who took photographs of Rufus Wainwright's father, Loudon Wainwright. And it was so, I mean, it was like weird that I was listening to Madge Weinstein talk about Loudon Wainwright, and I was going to see his son, Rufus Wainwright, in concert that very night. So I thought that was like really strange. It would have been really cool if I was able to get backstage or something and interview Rufus, but unfortunately, no, that didn't happen. And I actually got a revelation yesterday, and I didn't even know this. Rufus Wainwright is obviously gay, because he made several references during his concert to political things, and he was wearing a white tux, and he took off the coat, and he was wearing this vest, and he said, "And now you can see my vest. It's got cowboys with big penises on it." I mean, it was really good. So the show was really good, and we enjoyed it. And so I'm going to insert some audio here. Now, just be advised that these are short clips from different times of the concert, and sometimes the audio isn't that great, but basically it's the boyfriend and I commenting on different things. So that's going to be basically the rest of the show. So enjoy those clips. And for those of you who like longer show, you may like this one because it's going to be longer than usual. And basically, I guess that's to make up for not having a show on Thursday. And I really hope you forgive me for that. So here, take the next couple of minutes and listen to different clips from the show. And I will come back at the end.
This is a song all about getting started, all right?
Sure.
Yeah, the song's called Begin.
Answer showing, huh? Is that a bad thing?
Talk as we're doing this. Are you enjoying what we've done so far?
I'm having a very good time.
What do we have for dinner?
Well, we had some chicken that I prepared with my own two hands.
It was delicious. It was barbecue chicken, right?
Yes, there were live chickens this morning. I strangled them, chopped their necks off, plucked them, chopped them up, and then cooked them.
So you were choking the chicken this morning?
Three times.
You choked the chicken? Did you really?
Well, I cooked three pieces of chicken.
Okay. Now, do you know who this is we're listening to?
I've never heard of Ben Lee.
I have not heard Ben Lee either, but what revelation did you find out this evening when I introduced you to Rufus Wainwright from Madge Weinstein?
Oh, he sang, his father was a folk singer who sang some song about a dead skunk in the road.
Right, and that was Loudon Wainwright. And you didn't know that, right?
No, never did.
Isn't that cool? And you never heard of that song before, did you?
No, I'm too refined for that. As you know, artists are refined people.
Here we go with the artist thing again. In any case, we'll check back later when we listen to more, okay?
Bye!
Don't say that. Okay, so we're back now, and who's coming on next, do you think?
Ben's whole vibe.
Ben's, what'd you think of Ben Lee?
I thought he was very good, and he's cute, too.
He is definitely cute. Now, what do you think about this atmosphere? This is very, very crowded. What do you think about that?
It's very crowded. It's younger, that's for sure.
Oh, my God, and it's white.
I think they're here to see Ben's whole vibe.
Ben Folds 5.
You're forgetting that I take artistic freedoms with certain things.
Yes, you do, because you are the artist.
I am. And also...
And we have had a bottle and a half of wine.
But you had a bottle and a half of wine.
No, we shared that.
I've had the same glass.
You're such a liar.
Now, we have to comment on the weather.
It's hot as hell, and I'm sweating like a pig.
There's not a breeze blowing.
So the word you just said, stifling, sounds good.
Where are those hurricanes? We could use one right now.
We could use some hurricane winds, you're right. So what do you think of the scenery here?
It's quite scenic. It's very young and attractive. A lot of attractive people here.
I would agree. Like, several guys I'd like to take pictures of.
Yeah, I'm sure, with their clothes off.
Exactly. You know, what do you say, desnudo?
Desnudo.
Desnudo. So we're currently switching bands, I'm assuming. And you say to Ben Folds 5?
I think that's what most of these young folks are here for.
Do you
think after that it'll clear out for Rufus Wainwright, and it'll be a house for the queer.
So seriously, you think so?
Yeah.
What makes you think that Rufus Wainwright is going to be the last act?
Oh, he's the headliner.
Okay, headliner. I didn't realize he was the headliner.
Yeah.
Well, now this is a good time to go to the bathroom. You need to go to the bathroom?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
You haven't gone yet.
Because I went before we left. Listen, it's Lulu to Sir with Love.
Oh, who is this?
Lulu.
Lubu?
Lulu.
Lulu. I am not familiar with Lulu. And you said it's to Sir with Love?
To Sir with Love.
Is that not a James Bond music?
No.
Are you sure?
Sidney Poitier. I think it was 1967. It's a movie about an African-American high school teacher who is sent to this blue-collar school, and he teaches these kids how to be human beings, how to socialize, how to treat each other with respect.
Okay.
And at the end of the school term, he announces he's going to leave the school, but not before he goes to the school dance, and the girls want to dance, and they're appreciative of what he taught them.
Okay. Why does this sound like a James Bond title, To Sir With Love?
Oh, I don't know, because it's from the 60s. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I need to go to the bathroom again and have a smoke, so I think we'll stop here. Oh, we only talked for 3 minutes. That's okay. I'm going to piece this all together so okay. It sounds like a podcast.
Okay.
Do you have anything you want to say?
Bye.
This time you didn't scream. Bye.
Bye.
Don't scream. Ben Folds 5, right?
Yes.
Are you familiar with this song?
Yeah, I know this band.
You know the song?
I knew the first two, and I know this one.
I don't know this one at all. But look at how everyone stood up for this song.
Yes, but we've noticed lots and lots of girls.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. Ben must be popular with the girls. We've also noticed some mating rituals going on as well.
Yes, lots of boys looking at those girls.
Lots of boys introducing themselves to girls.
Yeah, and they were like hot college guys too.
Yeah, they were very hot. However, I think we're going to see some mating. I think there's some mating going on here at some concert.
Some hooking up?
Hooking up, exchanging phone calls, perhaps even... Sex?
What's that?
You know, that is.
I do. I'm just teasing. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured this out, we are at the Ben Folds 5 concert. Well, Ben Folds 5, Rufus Wainwright, Ben
yeah.
Lee.
And Ben's very good.
Ben Folds 5 or Ben Lee?
Both Bens have been very good, but Ben Folds very good.
Yes, he is. He's really got the crowd on their feet.
Yeah. Woo! It's just too bad we're not heterosexual.
That's okay. I think Ben is cute.
We could cast our nets far and wide.
Oh, my God. If we were straight, we would be so lucky tonight.
Well, but we'd be a lot older than some of these girls.
Yeah, but I think they would like older guys.
Mess up
my hair.
I like it. I can't do a thing with it. This song's called Jesus Land.
Oh, I've heard about this one.
This could be a political song.
Could be. Let's listen.
enjoying this music. Ben Folds 5 called Jesus Lamb.
I bet Ben didn't vote for George Bush.
Oh, I am sure he didn't vote for George Bush. And talking on phones, and it sounds like they're, it looks like they are broadcasting the concert.
They are, probably. There are a lot of cute, available girls here, and a lot of cute, available boys looking for cute, available girls.
Oh, you know they're hooking up, too. We mentioned that earlier, but yeah. I just can't get over how many cell phones were out during that taking pictures.
Oh, they said they wouldn't allow pictures.
I know, and here's the thing about all those pictures with the flash. They're not going to come out. Because the flash is too far away.
Well, it's the moment that counts.
And it's a great moment. I was really liking that.
I did too. Now, of course, I was taking some artistic liberties with some of the songs.
Oh yeah, like what? I don't know what you mean.
As the crowd was singing along, I was going off in my own direction.
Well, I did happen to notice that, because you weren't really on key. Were you?
There you are again, not taking my art seriously.
But they had the whole audience singing at one time. I don't even know the name of that song, do you?
As an avant-garde artist, I don't pay attention to conventions.
Oh, God, here we go. All right, so do you need to go to the bathroom?
Yes, and you keep telling me about some wine bottle that's available.
Okay, so we just finished the second bottle of wine, and it was actually pretty nice. But
But
we enjoyed the first bottle better.
Yeah, that was a better bottle.
One plus one equals three. Is that the name brand?
Well, but I think it's some Spanish label.
Okay. So I was saying that you saved that bottle. So why don't you just go in the bottle?
Because my penis won't fit in there.
That's true. Your penis is huge. I better sober up a little before we get on the road.
Yes, you'd better.
Well, we have at least another hour before the concert's over, so.
In the meantime, I'll be practicing my avant-garde
performance style. And working your way to the bathroom.
I hope so.
All right, that's enough for now, boys and girls.
Bye.
Sometimes we're called Rufus and the male members. Because I have some girls who are usually the members that are out here. And also, but tonight we're Rufus and the suitors. Anyways, whatever. Because we're in Washington. We're here to do business. Okay. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
So now it's the Rufus Wainwright part of the concert. What do you think of that last song he just did?
I think it reveals that Rufus is a homosexual.
I think you're right about that. Although we might have to do some research on that.
I think the conclusion is confirmed. He is a homosexual.
Wait a minute now. You have to talk about the song. What about the song made you think that?
Well, describe meeting a date at a museum and having an afternoon with a male friend.
Yeah, sure. He did describe that almost like a date with a guy. And he just said that his band is sometimes known as Rufus and the Members. Or is that it?
Because they're all men.
Yes, that's true. Well, I was thinking members as in penises.
There you go. Your mind is wandering into other areas.
Well, I don't know about that, but let's listen to Rufus for a little bit here.
Yes, I might start my avant-garde singing pretty soon.
Oh, let's listen to Rufus instead. I hope you enjoyed that part of Rufus Wainwright. If I'm saying that right after two bottles of wine. And we'll check in with you later. Bye-bye.
America is now at war with itself. And turn off the tracks on. And that was an interception by the Republic. No. It's time to take it to the streets, baby. Because, you know, everything's under the chopping block now. Whether you're gay, a woman, or, you know, black, whatever, it's like, look out. So this next song, it's up to us. So here we go. I'm leaving this song called Gay Messiah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Store and see if they have anything on there by him.
You know what I want to do?
What?
give me my cigarette back.
I want to, like my Aunt Shirley would smoke a cigarette and the ashes would get really, really long.
No.
I want to see how long.
No. Give me that cigarette. It's going to drop on you. Come on. That's mine. You don't even smoke. Give me that cigarette.
Who's smoking it?
You are, but give it to me.
Look how long.
I know, that's going to worry me. You already dropped the cigarette on the blanket once. Yes, you did on the blanket once.
No. You know, she used to smoke Viceroy cigarettes. And she would cook over, like, skillets and pans, and the ashes would just get longer and longer, and they would never drop.
You're going to drop those on you. I know you are. Okay. So back to the concert. Definitely not supposed to be smoking here, but...
I know. You know, it's a shit.
That's true.
Who cares? I mean...
I don't care. But, I don't think the people around us care.
Come on, though. They're all leaving. We only live once.
Exactly.
It's a good move, so we might share.
Did you like that concert?
You know, it wasn't the best I've ever seen.
Really?
But, yeah, I've seen it before, but...
are kind of difficult here, I think.
Honestly, I've heard a ton of concerts here, and I didn't think that they were all that stellar to me. I was kind of disappointed with the...
I couldn't hear the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the bongo was so loud.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see acoustics.
Yeah. I think that guy's a little drunk.
Do you want your cigarette?
Huh?
Do you want your cigarette back?
You're not going to give it to me, I don't think.
Unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately, but this is a huge Ben Folds crowd, I think.
I agree. That's what we were thinking, too, that it was more of a Ben Folds 5 crowd than it was a Rufus Wainwright crowd.
Absolutely.
This is a little big. I know Rufus performed at the 9:30. Is this a little bigger for him, I think?
Same type of music?
Not so much the piano, but definitely just great lyrics, like heart-wrenching lyrics. I mean, Rufus has some complex lyrics. If you're not there listening to them, if you can't hear them, it's kind of a disappointment. And tonight, you know, you just couldn't hear them too much, you know? They're great.
Yeah, I kept saying to him, I was like, what did he say? My cigarette back.
No.
Would you care for a cigarette?
No, I have plenty. I just
yeah, a little pack. I don't really smoke. I just bum cigarettes off him.
Give me the cigarette.
I tell you, I want to see how long I can get the.
I'm not gonna play that game.
Okay.
Oh, see, you just dropped it on yourself. All right.
The political commentary is cool. You just wonder, like, it's preaching to the crowd here.
It is. It's true.
And as a liberal, almost communist, I'm wondering, like, how do you, like, get this? I mean, Rufus is right. It has to be taken to the streets. But where's the energy? I mean, we're both over 40.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's really up to the young folks
to do something.
Yeah,
we can do something too. We can vote. We can write our congressman. We can do stuff.
Well, you know, I did one more active things in my 20s.
I mean,
then it was the 90s were, you know, progressive and the Clintons were in office.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
Now all right, like, so what's your overall rating of the concert?
B.
B. I think I might have to give it an A-.
Okay.
All right, so say goodbye.
But you're an easier grader than I am.
I am. Okay, I think this is all for today's podcast. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Until next time, boys and girls.
Bye.
Bye.
So those were our adventures at the Rufus Wainwright and Ben Folds 5 concert. I'm sorry about the audio footage, because I know that it was sometimes hard to hear and the music was too loud. And at the end there, the boyfriend and I were sitting there talking about the concert, and this girl came up and wanted to sit with us to smoke because her friends didn't want to smoke. So, and it was hard to hear her. And then there were these drunk guys behind us who were going crazy, saying they were not going to leave. They wanted some more concert and so forth. So that's what that was about. So that's the podcast for today about the concert. Just a few things. I'd like to thank everybody for the email they sent me in the last 24 hours. I woke up this morning and got 11 emails in my mailbox, and I think I answered them all. So thank you very much for the email, and thank you for all the votes on podcastally.com. Keep voting, and for those of you who haven't voted, just go do it, because I think I'm number 67 at last check, and that is great out of 5,000 podcasts. Okay, so the weekend is going to be very busy. Tonight I'm going to the boyfriend's house, and Saturday I'm having a small dinner party at my place. And then Sunday I think we're going to try to do some more wineries, because yesterday we went and did 3 wineries, and that took us all day. So, okay. So for those of you who like a long show, this one's for you, Peter and others. So that's all for now, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.